Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today as we meet around our radios, coast to coast, here in the United States, and all the way around the world on this God Is podcast. I left you on Friday with an invitation. It was to open the book of Job on the weekend and read chapters 1 and 2 and also chapters 38 through 41. Were you able to do this? If so, you heard God speak for 4 chapters straight. And you also heard Satan speak in the book of Job chapters 1 and 2. We're going to talk about what each of them had to say, and now you are prepared for that. If you did not get a chance to do this reading, I still encourage you to pursue it. Job chapters 1 and 2, then flip or scroll all the way forward to Job chapters 38 to 41. You can also listen to this from an audio Bible. Obviously, we are in the book of Job, and I am giving you an introduction. As I teach the book of Job, I invite you to imagine that you are in a theater. Not a movie theater, but a stage theater. As you sit in the seat of your imagination, on the stage you will see 7 prominent characters emerge in an unfolding drama. The lead character, the main character, is God. Secondary characters are Satan, the man named Job, and then 4 of Job's friends. Their names, in order of appearance, are Eliphaz, Bildad, Zophar, and Elihu. You will watch the story unfold, featuring the 7 prominent characters. Here is the order in which they appear. God is in every chapter in one form or another. He is either speaking, being spoken about, and or doing his ministry. Furthermore, in your mind's eye, God never touches the stage. He is always exalted high above the other characters in the true story. To see God, you and I always have to strain our necks and look high above the stage in this theater. There, we see him. Having said that, in chapters 1 and 2, and chapters 38 through 42, he is most prominent. The living God. Whatever we do, let us make sure we do not miss him in the drama that is the book of Job. God is our focus. The second character to appear is Job. Job is the focus of God's attention, Satan's attention, and the attention of the 4 friends. This will be a good time to tell you that Job's name means either persecuted one or repentant one. Job's name either means persecuted one or repentant one. As the story unfolds, you will see why either name fits the man. He certainly undergoes a lot of persecution in these 42 chapters. As a result, Job repents of his sin. Listen briefly to Job chapter 42, verses 5 and 6. This is Job speaking near the end to God, Job 42, verses 5 and 6. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore, I retract and I repent in dust and ashes. See, there is genuine repentance from sin within Job. Job 42, verses 5 and 6. We will find Job all throughout this true story as well, in dialogue with others in chapters 3 through 37, and in dialogue with God, where mostly Job listens in chapters 38 to 42. The third character that immediately catches our eye and our ear is Satan. Ah, the devil. Here he is. He appears and speaks in chapters 1 and 2, and of course he is busy attacking Job all throughout the pages of this book. One thing is clear, Satan hates God and will do everything he is allowed to do to destroy the Lord's reputation. And Satan hates Job because Job loves, serves, and reveres God. Job worships God. And any friend of God is an enemy of Satan. The book of Job is essential when we seek to understand the biblical view of the nature of the evil one. If you want to know who Satan is and how he operates, you have to study and apply the lessons on his being from Job. We will do some measure of that in our time together. Yes, friends, here we meet Satan. It is good to know about him and how he operates because he is our great enemy also. Let's keep moving now as I sketch out for you the characters that will soon take to the stage in this drama. And the fourth character is Job's friend Eliphaz. He speaks first in chapter 4, and he's still speaking in chapter 5. He speaks up again in two more chapters, 15 and 22. Eliphaz points to experience in making his case that the reason Job suffers is because Job has secret sin in his life. Listen briefly to Job 4, verse 8. According to what I have seen, let me break in here. See, he speaks from experience. According to what I have seen, those who plow iniquity and those who sow trouble harvest it. That was Job chapter 4, verse 8. In other words, hey Job, you must have sin in your life. You must have sown sin somewhere, otherwise you would not harvest trouble, brother. Eliphaz speaks like a know-it-all theologian would. His name means either God dispenses judgment or God is gold. And we are going to meet him up there on the stage, Eliphaz. The fifth character is Job's friend Bildad. He speaks in chapters 8, 18, and 25. Bildad points to the past, to history, and to tradition to make his argument to Job. Let me give you a feel for this in Job chapter 8 and verse 8. This is Bildad speaking in Job 8, verse 8. Please inquire of past generations and consider the things searched out by their fathers. He's quite the historian. Look to the past generation, Job. And when you read Bildad, you find that he thinks Job is suffering also because Job has sin in his life. He harshly calls Job a hypocrite. If Job would just admit to his sin, God would take away all the suffering. It will not surprise you to learn that Bildad's name means son of contention. Son of contention. He is indeed very contentious. I hope that you are following me closely. We come now to the sixth character, and he is Job's friend, Zophar. He speaks in chapters 11 and 20. When you read him, you'll likely find him to sound as Job did. Zophar is very legalistic, emphasizing God's law. He is a moralist, and he is dogmatic. He lays down certain principles as unquestionably true. Reading him, you would think God has absolutely no mercy. Zophar's name means rough, and he is rough. And as I introduce these cast of characters, giving you a preview of them, we come now to the seventh. This is Job's friend Elihu. We've talked about him a little already, since he may be the author of the book. Elihu waits patiently to talk and finally speaks at length, longer than the others, in chapters 32 to 37. This younger man speaks with a lot of sense and correctly discerns what is going on in Job's life. He gives this wise insight. God uses suffering in our lives to make us spiritually mature people. Suffering is a teaching tool in the hand of God, and our response should be to humble ourselves before Holy God. His name means, He is my God. Elihu means, He is my God. And Elihu speaks very well of God. So these are the characters. When we go, or when we went to, we hope to go again in our uncertain future. When we go, when we went to the stage theater, we were handed a program, and within that program, there was a list of characters and a brief description of who they are. I also enjoy keeping programs from the various plays and shows that I have gone to through the years. Well, now you have your program, and inside this cast of characters, a few others do make appearances, but these are the most prominent names. And hold on to your seats, because we are going to meet them in the story about to start. I would like to finish this broadcast and podcast giving you a brief outline of the book of Job. Last week I told you that you could write to me for this. That still applies. It's a simple one-page document that I can attach to an email or put in the mail to you, and let me get this on your mind now. The book of Job starts with a prologue. That is five verses only, Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. And then there are three acts. Act 1 takes place in heaven and on earth. This is chapter 1 and the first 10 verses of chapter 2. Act 2 takes place on earth. That is Job chapters 2, verse 11 through chapter 37. That is a very long act indeed. And finally, Act 3 takes place in heaven and on earth. That's Job chapters 38 through 42. In each act, there are multiple scenes, and I will highlight those for you along the way. Think of Job as a three-act drama beginning with a prologue. And we are going into the prologue tomorrow. Please be here for that and invite someone to join you. If they come tomorrow for the first time, they will only have missed the introduction, but they can still make it into the theater and find their seat as the curtain is pulled back on the book of Job. And before I leave you, there is an important reminder. Please write to me. May is the month for mail, and I have great expectations that you'll write and let me know you listen to God Is. As soon as I receive your note, I will order and have shipped directly to you Knowing God by J.I. Packer. This is a classic. All I ask is that when you write, mention what station you listen on or the podcast. Include comments, criticisms, questions, and prayer requests. And of course, your clearly written mailing address. Write to me today and get Knowing God by J.I. Packer. It is crucial that I know you tune in. There's no other way for me to know who is listening if you do not let me know. I am not asking for any money, but I am asking for a short note that tells me, I'm out here, Mark. This will be very encouraging to me if you will write to me this week. So please do write, and then join me tomorrow in the prologue of Job here on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.